WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. Today, we're diving into a concept that can feel downright revolutionary, the power of letting go. I know, it sounds like something your therapist would say after making you stare into a blank mirror for 10 minutes, but trust me on this one. Letting go isn't about becoming some Zen master who floats through life detached from everything. It's about consciously choosing what to hold onto and what to release, both physically and mentally, so you can truly live with more freedom and joy. We live in a world that constantly tells us to grab hold, work harder, strive for more. But there's a hidden cost to this constant grasping. We get bogged down by stress, anxieties, regrets, even anger that's just holding onto past hurts. Ever feel like your mind is a tangled ball of yarn? You know that feeling when you're trying to untangle it, but it just gets worse the more you pull. That's what clinging onto things can do to us. It creates chaos and prevents us from moving forward. So how do we break free from this cycle? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of letting go. First off, identify what you're holding onto. It could be past hurts, negative thoughts, resentments, even material possessions that no longer serve you. We often hold onto things out of fear. Fear of the unknown, fear of being incomplete, fear of change itself. But recognizing these fears is the first step towards confronting them. Second, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean meditating for hours on end, though that can be helpful. It simply means paying attention to your thoughts and emotions without judgment. Notice when you start clinging onto something, a negative thought, a feeling of anger or resentment, and gently acknowledge it without letting it consume you. Think about it like this. Imagine yourself as a ship navigating the ocean. The waves are those feelings and thoughts that come and go. Trying to fight against them will only leave you tossed around. But if you learn to steer with grace, allowing the waves to pass over you while maintaining your course, you'll arrive at your destination much smoother. Third, embrace impermanence. Everything in life is constantly changing. That's the very nature of existence. Recognizing this can help us let go of things we perceive as permanent. That includes relationships, jobs, even our own identities. It's okay for things to evolve and transform. It's a natural part of the journey. Fourth, focus on what you can control. We often waste energy worrying about things outside our control. But instead of dwelling on these uncontrollable factors, focus your energy on what you can influence, your thoughts, your actions, your responses to situations. This shift in perspective can be incredibly empowering. And finally, practice gratitude. Focusing on the good things in your life can help shift your perspective and make it easier to let go of negativity. Take a moment each day to appreciate the small joys, a beautiful sunrise, a warm cup of coffee, the laughter of loved ones. These little moments of happiness can have a powerful impact on your overall well-being. Okay, now let's bring this into reality with a real-life example. Imagine you're stuck in traffic, right? You're already running late for an important meeting, and your frustration is mounting. Your mind starts racing. This is going to be disastrous. I'm going to get fired. But what if you practiced letting go? You could take a few deep breaths, acknowledge the feeling of frustration, and then shift your focus. Listen to your favorite music, call a friend, or use that time to mentally prepare for the meeting. By choosing how you respond to the situation, you regain control and turn a potentially stressful experience into a more manageable one. So there you have it. 5 key takeaways to help you harness the power of letting go. Remember, this isn't about becoming emotionless or indifferent. It's about cultivating awareness, making conscious choices, and ultimately living with greater freedom and joy. Take a moment to reflect on what resonated with you most from today's episode. What small step can you take starting tomorrow to practice letting go? Maybe it's releasing that old grudge, decluttering your space, or simply choosing to focus on the positive aspects of your day. I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let me know what's helping you on this journey of emotional mastery. And remember, keep striving for balance, keep practicing self-control, and always remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.